Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast with Pastor Kevin J. Norton. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to any of our services beginning Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:45 our morning worship, and evening worship on Sunday at 6 p.m., our midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our church is located 1 mile off Highway 27 on the Mountain View Road. We're just an old-fashioned, King James, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning, and I trust that you're getting up and getting ready, making preparations to go to the house of the Lord this morning to honor Him who has been so good to us throughout this year and through this Christmas season. I hope that you've taken time to reflect upon all the blessings that God certainly has given and bestowed upon you. But most of all, what this season represents is that our Savior came into the world. God sent the most perfect and wonderful and the greatest gift that ever could be received, and that is of His own Son. I'm glad that we have something to celebrate. Has nothing to do with what you got or what you didn't get or where you got to go or who you got to see, but it's all about Him. If you have focused upon Him, then certainly you can rejoice this morning regardless of the circumstances or the situation that you may find yourself in. I'm glad that I'm saved this morning above all things. Glad this world's not my final home. I'm glad I have a Savior in heaven this morning as making intercession for me at this time, and that He's a good shepherd that watches over us, and I'm glad that He's my soon coming King and to receive us unto Himself. So we got much to rejoice about as this year comes to a close, and I just thank God for all that He has done. For most of all, I thank Him and I love Him this morning for who He is. He is the only true and living God this morning, and He is worthy and deserving of all that we have to offer Him. Remember these on our prayer list as this year certainly is coming to a close, and those that we have been praying for to get back in church, or those that are lost, that God continue to deal with their hearts. Remember these, especially Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins, and I remember also Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett this morning, and remember Betty Simpson, also Stella Burnett. Remember Brother Cecil Paris this morning, also Jerry Deering, and keep Glenda Henderson on your prayer list this morning. We certainly want to pray for him. Remember Lowell Cantrell and his family this morning. that God would certainly undertake for all of their needs this morning. And I hope that you have enjoyed the Christmas season. Hope this song's a blessing to you. I'd like to send the broadcast out to the Oldhams this morning, Brother Howard and his wife this morning. Appreciate them listening into the broadcasting. And so I hope this is a blessing to you this morning. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning, and I trust that you're getting up and getting ready, making preparations to go to the house of the Lord this morning to honor Him who has been so good to us throughout this year and through this Christmas season. I hope that you've taken time to reflect upon all the blessings that God certainly has given and bestowed upon you. But most of all, what this season represents is that our Savior came into the world. God sent the most perfect and wonderful and the greatest gift that ever could be received, and that is of His own Son. I'm glad that we have something to celebrate. Has nothing to do with what you got or what you didn't get or where you got to go or who you got to see, but it's all about Him. If you have focused upon Him, then certainly you can rejoice this morning regardless of the circumstances or the situation that you may find yourself in. I'm glad that I'm saved this morning above all things. Glad this world's not my final home. I'm glad I have a Savior in heaven this morning that's making intercession for me at this time, and that He's a good shepherd that watches over us, and I'm glad that He's my soon coming King and to receive us unto Himself. So we got much to rejoice about as this year comes to a close, and I just thank God for all that He has done. For most of all, I thank Him and I love Him this morning for who He is. He is the only true and living God this morning, and He is worthy and deserving of all that we have to offer Him. Remember these on our prayer list as this year certainly is coming to a close, and those that we have been praying for to get back in church, or those that are lost, that God continue to deal with their hearts. Remember these, especially Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins, and I remember also Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett this morning, and remember Betty Simpson, also Stella Burnett. Remember Brother Cecil Paris this morning, also Jerry Deering, and keep Glenda Henderson on your prayer list this morning. We certainly want to pray for him. Remember Lowell Cantrell and his family this morning, that God would certainly undertake for all of their needs this morning. And I hope that you have enjoyed the Christmas season. Hope this song's a blessing to you. I'd like to send the broadcast out to the Oldhams this morning, Brother Howard and his wife this morning. Appreciate them listening into the broadcasting. And so I hope this is a blessing to you this morning. Amen. In John chapter number 11, the Bible said, beginning in verses number 19, you're familiar with this passage this morning, where then Lazarus has died and is buried, and that Jesus has been sent for. And here the Bible said that Mary, Lazarus' sister, has gone out to meet the Lord. In verse 19 of chapter 11, the Bible said, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again we call upon your name this morning, God, as we have so many times, Lord. And God, what great need that we have in this hour, this morning, God of heaven, for a touch from above. And Lord, for your anointing, God, to fall upon us this morning, God, as we stand. And I proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God, that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, you know every heart and you know every life, God of heaven, that this message this word was intended for this morning, God. And I pray that you'd give strength, you'd give comfort this morning, God, that I might direct the path of our footsteps this morning, God, that you would lead us in a closer walk with you this morning, God. And I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd certainly be in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted, may be lifted up this morning. And I pray this morning, God, that you'd anoint your men this morning, God, to boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. And above all this morning, that Christ be exalted, but may some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, God, be born in the family of God. May lives be changed this morning, God, because of your word and because of the Spirit of God this morning. I pray for those that we've made mention, the sickness, God, that you'd intervene, God, this morning, where there's burdens, that you'd lift them, where there's confusion, God, that you'd bring peace in the midst today. Thank you for being the one we can lean upon and draw strength from this morning. Have your way and your will this morning. For all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said here that Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning dealing with disappointment. Dealing with disappointment in your life this morning now. I realize that all of us love it when a plan comes together, when it seems like every piece of the puzzle falls in place. We just all love how that it all ends happily ever after. Dear friend, but I want to assure you this morning that how you deal with disappointment is as important as how you deal with success in your personal life, because you're going to have more disappointment than any other thing in the walks of this life. Anyone can gloat in the winner's circle. Anyone can celebrate when victory comes. But how do you get through the disappointing times? How do we get through the setbacks? How do we get to the letdowns that we often face this morning? How do we shake it off? How do we get over it, get beyond it? How do we move on past disappointment in our life? I'm not talking about if your ball team loses. I'm not talking about if your kid don't get picked for the beauty pageant. Brother, I'm talking about things this morning, friend of mine, that affect, dear friend, your spiritual life this morning. Dear friend, what if you prayed and sought God for a certain circumstance this morning, and God says that's not how it's going to happen. After you've asked Him time and time again to remove the thorn that's in your flesh, and God sends an answer that my grace is sufficient. Maybe you pleaded with God to send healing to your loved one or to your own body. And God said, you're just going to have to endure it because this is my will. Amen. We must learn to live, dear friend, and deal with disappointment in our life. Sometimes you've got to swallow that lump in your throat. Sometimes it's a hard road to hold, dear friend, this morning when there's disappointing times in our life. But you better learn to deal with it the biblical way, or it will be your undoing this morning. Now, the definition of disappointment means to fail to satisfy expectations. It means to frustrate hope. And the Bible said that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Amen. Discouragement is a process. But you can be disappointed in a moment, in an instant. One thing I want to say before we go any further is thank God that I've never been disappointed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I may have been disappointed in myself and disappointed in things the way they worked out, but I've never been disappointed in the Lord this morning. I think about an outline of disappointment. You know, many times we set ourselves up for disappointment because we try to project how things should be, how things ought to turn out, and if they don't work out that one way, then brother, we get disappointed. Isaiah 29 said, when the hungry dreameth, he dreameth and he eateth, but he waketh up, he's still hungry. Man, there's a lot of things in our life, brother, I guess I would say I wish would happen, even though I don't like that term. A lot of things that we'd like to see work out. A lot of things we'd like to see fall in place. But brother, we're just setting ourselves up when we don't say, Lord, thy will be done. Amen. There's the occurrence of disappointment. When it seems like that God is working against us, when He's not doing things the way that we think we think we know best. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, what He does well. Dear friend, this morning, and what He does, He always does for us. Dear friend, not to us this morning. In fact, the Bible said, how can the clay say to the potter, why doest thou? Dear friend, sinner, why have you made me thus? Our dear friend, God is all-knowing, all-powerful. I thank God he's perfect in all ways. And though we may not be able to see the ends of what he does, maybe we don't understand why he's doing what he's doing, what he allows in our life. I'll assure you, friend of mine, God is going to be right when it's all said and done. Amen. I think about the outcome, how things end up, how things turn out. Brother, the Bible tells us we're not to have any confidence in the flesh. And brother, that includes ours, because God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts this morning. Amen. We get locked into one thing. And brother, we get disappointed by our own doings this morning. You can be disappointed in your companion. Abigail was. The Bible said she was married to a wicked man. Amen. I imagine that Job was. When Job was at his lowest, I thank God his wife come by and said, why don't you just curse God and die? Amen. You may find out, brother, that your spouse is not the model spouse. Amen. They even may break the vows that they promised you. Dear friend, there may be a time you're disappointed in the one that you promised God you'd stay with all the days of your life. You may get disappointed in your children. I think about Eli. Amen. That had them sons. Dear friend, that the things that was ungodly and unconscionable. I think about Adam and Eve. Dear friend, the first child they raised was a murderer. Amen. Rose up against his own brother. Dear friend, when they become of age, brother, we have no control. Dear friend, they make their own decisions, go their own ways. Amen. You may become disappointed in your career, your work, your wages. The same old thing every day. Facing the grindstone. Dear friend, all the days of your life. Dear friend, you may be disappointed in the choices that you've made. Choices in the past. Choices that have failed, mistakes we've made. And brother, you can keep kicking yourself all you want to, but you're not going to change the fact, dear friend, that oftentimes we're disappointed, even in ourselves. You may get disappointed in your church. Amen. You may get let down. They may not shake your hand. They may not visit you when you're sick. Dear friend, they may not recognize when you do a good deed. Amen. You may get disappointed in the circumstances of your life. Amen. And maybe it's even in something that God wants you to do, like Jonah. Amen. Like Paul. Amen. Dear friends, sometimes it seems like heaven is brass and we can't get through and we can't get an answer and we don't understand. How do you deal with disappointment? How do you get through it? Amen. And what to do when you're facing a disappointment in your life? Let me give you three or four things this morning that you need to understand, brother, when you're going and when you're dealing with disappointment, ever how it manifests itself in your life. Number one, there are some things that you need to retain when you're dealing with disappointment in your life. There's some things you need to hold on to. Amen. It would be easy, dear friend, just to throw everything into the wind. Amen. But I'm telling you, they took a long time to acquire, and you may not ever recover them. No matter how disappointed, how frustrated, dear friend, you must keep your composure when you get disappointed. Amen. I want to say you need to retain your integrity. Amen. I think about Job. Dear friend, no matter what was thrown at him, no matter what the devil, I thank God, conjured up, no matter what even God allowed this man to suffer, he would not. I curse God. He would not charge God foolishly. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning you've got to retain your integrity. Dear friend, I realize we all say dumb things and things that we regret. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself arguing with God. You'll find yourself, dear friend, getting angry at God. Dear friend, this morning you've got to retain your integrity. integrity, when you're dealing with disappointment. And secondly, you've got to retain your identity. Amen. I think about Joseph. Amen. All the things in his life, every step from the day that his father sent him out had to check on his brother until the day that I thank God that his father came to see him. And dear friend, all of those things disappointed. And dear friend, Pit to Potiphar's house, to prison. And dear friend, all of those things, the temptations and the trials that he went through. But he never forgot who he was. Amen. He is far away from his father's house and far away from his family. Thank God he knew that God was with him. Amen. And I'm telling you, brother, you don't ever forget you're a child of God and he loves you. Amen. And everything he does, he's doing for you and for your good this morning. Don't you ever forget your identity. Hold on to him. Cling to him. Embrace him while you're going through disappointing times. And then number two, there's some things you need to release. Some things you need to relinquish. Some things you need to cut loose. Some things you need to let go of. Because too many times we put ourselves in bondage and we try to bear a burden at our own expense. We put heavy yokes upon us. Brother, they just weigh us down and hold us back. Dear friend, you've got to release first of all the blame. Amen. When disappointment comes, the first thing we want to do is find somebody to blame. Amen. We want to kindle grudges. We want to build walls. We want to harden our heart. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we want a way to point our finger at someone. Dear friend, that disappointed us. We carry the weight. Even self-blame. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you ever get through disappointment, you've got to learn how to forgive. And even forgive others and yourself. Amen. Dear friend, if you go around trying to carry blame for the circumstances that have befallen, it'll be your undoing. And number two, you've got to release all the bitterness. Amen. If you try to live with what could have been and what should have been and what might have been, amen, it'll leave you empty. It'll leave you bitter. Amen. The reason you can't enjoy the sweet, dear friend, is not because it's not sweet. It's because there's so much bitterness in our mouth. Amen. There's so many things that we're still trying to hold on to. Dear friend, we've got to let go of them. Amen. We'll never get past them. And we'll never know joy in our life. Dear friend, how do you do that, preacher? Well, the Lord said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. If you're dealing with disappointment this morning, there's some things you need to retain, some things you need to release. And then thirdly, there's some things you need to rely on. Amen. Because if you, dear friend, if you're dealing with disappointment this morning, it'll try to box you into one solution. That if your way don't work out, it'll never work. Amen. And I'm telling you, friend of mine, God may not do it the way you think. He may not do it the way that you want. Dear friend, but I am telling you this morning, he may not do the good things that you want him to do because he wants to do the great things that you've not ever thought about. Amen. Thank God you've got to rely on the past. I look back at your life and where God's brought you through. Has God ever failed you? Amen. Dear friend, God has got a record of turning trials into triumph, burdens into blessings. Dear friend, even when it's been hard to see what God's doing at the time he's doing it, you tell me one time that God has ever done you wrong. Amen. When God has ever forsaken you, when God's ever let you to your own means, he's doing all things for the good of them that love him and are the called according to his purpose. Dear friend, you have got to rely on the prospects. Amen. That God is working it for our good in his time and in his way. Amen. Dear friend, it is in all things that he brings us to a better place and a better standing. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God's got something great in store.
I dear friend, if not here, I thank God beyond this life. I'm glad there's something to look forward to. You'll never move forward as long as you're always looking back. And there's some things that you've got to rely on, and that is a prospect that God can do all things. One word from the throne can change it all. Amen. My faith and confidence is in Him this morning. Dear friend, and then lastly, there's some things you must restore. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you get through disappointment, there's some things you've got to build back, because the onset of disappointment will drain you dry. It will erode the foundations. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, you've got to build your faith. Amen. You've got to believe that He is. Amen. And that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. No matter how the disappointment is, we've got to trust and depend on God to get us through it all. Thank God. He's been holding our hand the whole way. He's not going to let us down now. Dear friend, you've got to restore fellowship with the church. Amen. I tell you, the first thing folks do when they get disappointed, dear friend, they start missing church. They stop reading their Bible. They stop praying. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, the worst thing you can do while you're dealing with disappointment is back off. Amen. Brother, you've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Think yourself happy. Stir up the gift that is in you. Thank God this morning. There's a better day ahead. Dear friend, the things around the horizon just over the hill. And God's going to bless again. Look up. Dear friend, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. And may He richly bless you this morning.